PCC comms.
Hello, how are you doing? Is this the National Police Chiefs Council?
It is, yes.
I'll just have a quick inquiry. Who am I speaking to first, may I ask?
This is Robert.
Robert, how are you doing, Robert? My name is Mr. Cordell, Simon Cordell.
And
I just had a general inquiry. I understand that you don't deal with criminal matters as such, because I was reading it on your website, but do you deal with police corruption?
No, that would be the IOPC.
IOPC, and if the IOPC isn't keeping up to the standards and the provisions to which they should be upheld to, then who would be the next person to be in line for protocol?
I think that would effectively be government.
Government, MPs and so forth.
Well, yeah, or the Home Office probably is the most likely.
Okay. I'll just have another general inquiry to ask. Obviously, this is the National Police Chiefs Council. I understand that the police force itself is protected under public liability insurance. And I understand that the insurance companies are their own regulators, and if I would like to make a claim against the police force, I have legal right to be able to contact them and request this information. So if I was to ask you for to tell me who the police was insured with, and can you give me them details, is that something that you'd be able to help me with?
I'm afraid not. We wouldn't have that information. I think you'd have to speak directly with the force who is dealing with it, and they should be able to walk you through any process.
So would you be saying the forces have been calling the Met CCC call centres where they're civil public officers, or would you be saying the forces have been Scotland Yard or the actual police station that I'm actually putting malicious processing against? And because I don't want them to be the case handlers, obviously. If I'm putting claims in against them, I don't think that's fair for them to handle the file.
I think all of the police forces will have other numbers. If you don't want to go directly to that police station, there will be generic contact information on their websites, which you should be.
Is there an actual insurance department for the Metropolis? Does the Metropolis, like, when I've collected the councils and the councils' policies, and I've collected the NHS's and the rest of them, I'm quite concerned. Just in brief, they put an ASBO on me, 9-8 year curfew, forgot to ever arrest me. It was a standalone ASBO. They've put me under the crime disorder act. But what the police officers done was changed all of, say, like you were at Edmonton Police Station, they had pulled me a couple of times in Edmonton because I was a known person in the area. The police officers would normally put a report on a crimit and say, oh, we pulled Simon over today and he was talking to us about doing a festival and stuff like that. So they'd put crimits onto the crimit computer if a police officer just pulled me over in my area. Now, what actually has happened to me is police officers have done that, and there's been no errors in that, but another police officer's come along and opened up these crimits and he's amended them and started writing all racial things, that I'm part of black boy occupational groups and that I'm saying that I'm going to do raves. They amended it or put it into an ASBO. Them coppers in them, which put them crimits on me in Edmonton, let's say, which is the borough I'm from, they know that them officers work in their police station, so they know that they could use them to go to court. So they kept their real CAD numbers and kept the real numbers for them and the real police officers' names that pulled me in this area that made them crimits that they amended. But then the other officers out of the boroughs, they didn't want to involve them in what they was doing, so they changed all of their names to Bran A, Bran B, Harry Havitt, changed all of the coppers' names and changed all of the URN numbers and made up brand new CAD numbers and that for them all. So you can see that, like, things from 2011 where the CAD number should be a certain number, they've changed the CAD number to straight after one that they've just took out on 14. It just goes up like 50 on the URNs and that. Then they made up all of the MG11 forms, which are witness statements, and they've not signed none of them. They all made 4 statements each, and none of these victims would attend court when requested under the Crown Prosecution files to any trial. And the malicious process just continues to go on throughout the folder. It's complete corruption. They're still holding me on this 7-year curfew. I've never been arrested. I've got a copy of my criminal record out of the Police National Computer System, out of an FOI, and I can prove that they've changed these names and what they've done. I can prove that this ain't on my criminal record because it's a standalone ASBO, But all of the conditions on the ASBO are under the Raves Bill 1994, and basically they're all criminal offences, so I should have been arrested. And the list goes on, and I'm still suffering because of this, and no person will rectify it. So.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, yeah. So there's definitely ways with the Met to put in a formal complaint.
I've been through that process already. I've dealt with it, and you have gone
to the IOPC.
To the IOPCC, and people what they've done is they've just complete. I made a complete diary of all of their notes and everything, which I'm about to put up. I made a website in draftterrificcorruption.com, and basically go along there and just see some of the folders that I've made. But that's an old website now. I'm going to re-update it with all the new files and everything in a minute. I've been making loads of recordings, transcribing, and they've been being rude to me. There's nothing you can do. We're not going to arrest nobody for you. We're not going to protect you. I've got all the NHS down the phone saying, yeah, we're going to, you know what we do to people that we section, we kill them all and all that down on the recording. I've transcribed it all up and put it all in the diaries and all my evidence. And now I'm at a stage where I don't feel trust in the Metropolitan Police Force and how they've treated me and my family. They've just done the same to my brother, took my brother and gave him a 10-year sentence and they don't have no witnesses and no victims that would attend court. And they've still pursued in proceedings the CPS. That's because the case was intact with the Metropolitan Police. I must admit that it was all of the Crown prosecution files. I feel there was a witness, but once the CPS had it in the Crown Court, the case fell apart and they couldn't get hold of the victim, and there was no witnesses for the case. So the case should have fallen apart, and the CPS continued to pursue, put warrants out for the arrest of the victim, kicking off his door. He didn't go to court and they've still sentenced my brother, and I've got lots of recordings of them maliciously down the phone saying if I don't listen to them they're going to take my brother from me. And we was writing, I've got all the recordings of this transcribed up. But what does the police chief's constable's office now look, I'm actually speaking to the department that you're working for, what does it represent in the police force?
So we literally represent so each of the chief constables for each of the forces. So we make, if something is kind of a wider issue, say for example there is an issue around drug crime or child abuse that kind of spans across all of the forces, then they come together and they make policy on it, which then will get shared with police forces. So we are very, very kind of high level, top level kind of stuff, and we don't have anything to do with that how police forces actually deal with
their codes of conduct and following their process, like how they don't cause targeted malfeasance of public office or malicious process, malicious prosecution. And I know most of the laws, I know pretty much most of the laws off by heart, you know, like in the years they were created and the policies. So, but I'm going to let you have a good day, sir, and thank you for talking to me and giving me your time.
All right, well, best of luck.
Well, it's not about luck, it's about who's right and who's wrong, and justice coming above all. The system's set to be correct, and there should be no... The Equality Act 2010 and everything even says there should be no diversity, no racial hatred. All of these things that are labelled in my ASBO that are detaining me in my house. If you did arrest somebody for the Raves Bill in 1994, the maximum sentence for it would be 6 months custodial, do 3 months inside. You'd get electronic tag, you'd be out in 2 months, do free on licence, and that's it. I've had to ride 7 years, I've never been arrested. Every offence, every condition that I'm sitting on now is all got stamped under the Raves Bill 1994, under this, and I've never been arrested. It's illegal what they're doing to me, and it's completely unfair. Because of why I noticed what they'd done, they started to spread rumours about me and breach my personal data, and me and my mum have been emailing them. There's like something like 4,000 emails now. But all the latest InDesign books I've built for them all and everything, all of their own files. They the council tried to help them when I weren't in my house, for instance, went for a possession order, and they didn't realise I was on bail conditions not to come to my house. So the council didn't attend none of the court cases. Yeah, they have to make it with the police, the ASBO. They didn't attend none of the court cases, and then because they knew that the police were in trouble because I was phoning them, well, you're missing your signatures, all your timestamps to your call stamps go backwards. Hang on, in this case, it's says white people committed it, and I see three in the 99, and I'm not even the right colour. Why won't you take these cases out? Like, sort of thing, yeah? That every case is a complete, just a, like, they've just, like, I've got, I didn't really throw these parties. I was on curfew when I got accused. They wanted me to grass up a couple of people and become a police informant, and I wouldn't do that for them. So they basically got, while I was on curfew, used three people that I know that I hadn't spoken to while I was on curfew, and they used three kids that I don't know who had been throwing parties and said that I am these people. So now I had a, the only way for me to re-get is go, no, that ain't me, that's them. I didn't want to become a super grass like that, so I basically said, well, I've looked at all the folders and said, well, you're missing signatures, or all your 999 call stamps go backwards. The list is endless anyway. Yeah, they went for another possession order, the council did afterwards, another injunction order, and I've won all of them cases in court because they thought I was in my house, yeah, but I wasn't, I was on bail conditions at my mum's, so they made up a load of dates with my neighbours pretending I was in the house, went for the possession order, and then I've told them, well, I wasn't even in the house. Then they've got upset, I won that case in court, they took the same claims again, put them into another injunction order, and then into another, and the court keeps allowing them to reinstate the same cases that I've won over and over again. Yeah, and that they maliciously made. They've called the doctors about 900 times because I stripped the doctors' computers, and with the FOI as well. And they've never diagnosed me with a mental illness. No one's ever seen me ill. No one's ever seen me do nothing. But they're all just trying to get me on loads of tablets on the first day on admission, trying to clean all the lists up for the police and everybody. And the tablets that they're trying to list for, I'm not even being. I'm on an assessment wing, not even on a treatment wing, where they can give you tablets. The things that they're in a forum called Rio every day, talking in Merlin, Rio, and in the police ones, all the councils, how they're planning that they're going to get me in, like a forum for everyone's life, how they're going to get me onto, they're going to do this to me. I managed to strip the forum from them all, and all of the Rios and all the Merlins and all of the police reports and everything, and I've put them all in diary, and you can see exactly what they've all been doing to me very clearly. And now I'm concerned for my safety and welfare, so this is why I think I found my way to use it, because of the labelling of the chief constable and what user are supposed to be representing. The chief constable should, there's processes that say that if somebody tells the user that a police officer's acting in this way or a police officer's done this, you have to call an investigation in regards to them into what they're doing. And because this causes a distrust between the public and between yourselves and what user are set out to achieve under the constitution that the police represents in the beginning.
It is set up in that way where you've got that independent, so it's either done through the force or otherwise it goes through that independent process so that the police aren't involved directly to make sure that people feel that it is done independently. So unfortunately it doesn't, we don't get involved in that kind of level of stuff, but it would be the IOPC
that's who should be dealing with it, but they're not brushing it aside like they are. Well, I appreciate your time. Thank you. Have a good day, sir.
All right, you too. Bye.
Bye-bye.